Life under the mask. I had a dream last night about, it was really interesting because when I have these dreams, it's very significant because I know that the difference, put it this way, I know the difference between a pizza dream, eating bad food, and then a message. And this has been like a reoccurring theme when it comes to these dreams. It was interesting because I was sitting next to an administrator slash leader that was over the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like a CEO type or a senior leader of some kind. And I was in the jump seat and they were next to me in an aircraft, what seemed to be an aircraft, a large one, like a C-130 or some kind of a military craft that was just large, 747, 777, whatever. And next to me, this leader leans over, you know, kind of chuckling, joking, like we knew each other, and said, you know, I've been listening to your messages and I'm going to put the oxygen mask on first. And I'm going to break that down a little bit. You know, when you're in flight, if you've taken flight, you've gone on a trip somewhere, you know the spiel, right? They want you to listen to the emergency takeoff procedures, emergency landing, water landing, like if that's a thing, right? You know, I always kind of chuckled when I was a flight attendant for a little while for a major airline. Back about, when was that? That was about 15 years ago. I worked as a flight attendant for a while. And one of the things that we kind of joked about was a water landing. You know, it's like, it's an absolute miracle if you could survive a water landing. Meaning that the pilot, the co-pilot, the conditions would have to be absolutely perfection and miraculous to slow an aircraft enough. That is if you don't have problems with the plane breaking apart, to slow it enough to kind of skid across the water. Now you've seen videos where, I'm sure, where, you know, that kind of perfect storm happened and they were able to recover in such a way that there was minimal loss of lives. But let's just look at physics. Okay, let's just be real about this. Chances are of you surviving a quote water landing are pretty slim unless that kind of thing happens. So let's pull out of that for a minute to say that when the mass drops, okay, when the temperature, the air pressure begins to be compromised in an aircraft, then the emergency system is set to such where there's oxygen that drops out of the ceiling. And you've seen the videos, you've heard the flight attendants talk about the emergency procedures if you've ever been on a flight. So the oxygen mask will drop down. And what is the most important things that they say that some people miss is even if you have, you're in a sitting in a row of five seats across, like you're in a larger aircraft where there's like five seats, okay, combined, or six seats, depending on the configuration of the seating. And you're sitting there with four or five of your children next to you. Well, the command is put your mask on first. Why? Because if you don't and you pass out because of that oxygen deprivation, then your little toddler or your 2-year-old or your 3-year-old or your 4-year-old may not have a chance because you, as the adult, passed out. So what am I saying? when this dream happened, and I've thought about this over the years, and I've touched on this in other messages, the point of this is that life is under the mask for you first, others second. We've done a really good job in religion and church world and just in life in general. Most people are good-hearted. Not all, but most. Have the right motives, in other words. Most have done just the opposite. Well, let me forget about me. Let me forget about the oxygen that I need underneath that oxygen mask and give it away to everyone else. Meaning, I'm going to serve everyone around me and forget about my own well-being, because after all, that's taking up my cross daily and sacrificing my own life for the common good. And what has that done? Here's my question in this message. With all love and respect due to everyone that's given their life for service, what has that done in large? What it's done, especially to faith groups, is the individual that has given out and given out and given out, sacrificed everything of their lives, what it's done is it's caused a breakdown of not only the outward, but the inward. Meaning the body, the mind, the emotions, the brain, the soul, and then eventually breaks the spirit if all of that other stuff isn't dealt with, isn't loved on, isn't being taken care of. And what are we seeing now? The good news is, finally, after all of these eons and decades and millennia, is that we are starting to see a common denominator of people getting well physically. They're losing the weight. They're dealing with the diabetes. They're addressing the core issues of the emotions so that they stop binge eating to cause all of these problems in the first place. So you're seeing things on social media that should have been happening decades ago. And they have in spurts, no doubt. But now we're seeing it in more of a widespread capacity across the earth. Weight loss, people joining programs where there's a lot of weight loss and many different diets. And I'm going to address that a little bit. But then Amy and I are going to step in, since she's the dietary guru here, dietary expert. We're becoming that more and more every day. I'm just shocked and amazed at how much she knows. But not only knows, but then embodies. So we're gonna talk about that more so. But what I want to touch on is what is happening from a 30,000 foot view level in that aircraft. Okay. So what we're seeing is people getting well, getting healed, starting to jump on seeing the critical nature of this because of COVID. Not only of COVID, but because people in general are just losing their health in big ways, right? We see it all over the place. Record numbers of cancer, record numbers of diabetes, record numbers of anxiety and emotional issues and gallbladder and colon and kidneys and heart and all the rest, on and on and on. Major issues, my friends. Maybe you've been struggling with yourself. So, oxygen, life under the mask. See, what's happened from my perspective and what's really God has been sharing with me is that, you know, this goes back a long time in my life where, you know, I even got someone come to me and say, listen, this was over 20 years ago. Listen, you know, God wants you to know that fruits and vegetables are your future. Plenty of water and fruits and vegetables. So get started. And I'm like, what is that? What kind of word is that? You know, I didn't want to hear something like that at a young age and in my prime and thinking that everything is just going well with my body and my health. So I'm like, ah, you know, that's fine, whatever. He missed it, or that was for another day. But actually, ever since then, glimpses, moments, signs, words, thoughts, you name it, has come up regarding not only health, but emotional health, spiritual health, soul health. It all goes hand in hand. But when I met my wife well over 20 years ago, this was a priority to her, and obviously on love's heart, God's heart, to be able to speak it in such a way that wasn't condemning, that wasn't demonizing, that wasn't belittling, you know. She just lived it, and then an excellent cook, she started helping with that transition. So not only in the health department physically, but in the mental and emotional realm. I mean, you can't help but grow in a marriage. You, if you're married in any length of time, you know that. Either it's going to implode, or you're going to suck up that ego and say, you know what? I'm going to stop arguing right now, because I know that it's me wanting my own way. It's the egoic nature wanting my own way. And so you've learned, hopefully, over time, like I have. I haven't always been so good at this, but getting better all the time, where it just doesn't matter about these small things that we try to argue about. You know, what's the point in standing your ground on something that's fading anyway? So, life under the mask. What's interesting about this is, in this dream, I had this sort of a well-known person sitting next to me, kind of joking and laughing a little bit, you know, how you do with friends, and saying, you know, I've been listening to you. I'm going to apply that. I'm going to put my mask on first. And really what I got out of that when I woke up was just what I've been talking about, is this idea of serving and neglecting my own life and my own wife and my own husband, my own, whatever the case may be, my own children, my own family, everything else that's really important, for the sake of others. And twos on the Enneagram, if you know anything about Enneagrams, the twos are very good at serving everyone else, except they own self, their own self, and their own family. They like to give, serve, talk, counsel, pastoral kind of thing all the time. And then, once in a while, when a health crisis hits or an emotional meltdown, maybe that's the devil. Maybe that's evil fighting me. Or that's just a glitch. Let me just keep, you know what? I'm going to double down on my serving here. And really, in reality, the truth of the matter is that it's a warning sign to say, hey, I love you so much. I want you to have longevity. For your family, for the sake of the planet, for the sake of why you're here. And I want you to pay attention to this. And it's a love warning. It's a shot across the bow filled with roses. You know what I'm saying? Why we suffer is because our own ego wants to go down that road and keep pushing the envelope in whatever we're doing to compromise our own well-being. And so, you know, COVID hits, right? COVID hits. And then everybody's blaming evil. Everybody's blaming the devil. Everybody's blaming, there's casting blame on the mask. I hate this mask, you know, and for good reason. Nobody likes to be muffled with something that's a foreign matter that you're not used to for decades or your entire life. You never even wore a mask. Some physicians have, and people in the hospitals when they're doing operations, or dust masks for, you know, carpentry, that kind of thing. But most people weren't used to this thing called masking me up and forcing it upon us nonetheless, right? And so we find ourselves going, I hate this thing, can't wait till it's over so I can have my breath and my freedom. True, right? However, I've said this since COVID started. What did COVID really mean to you when you're in isolation? that's a big question that you might want to ask yourself. What did it mean to me? What did I grow in? What did I learn through it? And trust me when I say this, COVID is not from heaven. Okay. For anybody that say, oh God, you know, send this to learn some less. It's not what I'm saying. It's not of the substance of heaven. So therefore heaven did not send it. Did heaven allow it? Well, of course, because heaven didn't stop it. When millions and millions of people were praying all over the planet, it didn't stop when you wanted it to stop or I wanted it to stop. Now, did it? Okay, so then I ask the questions, why? You know, if I'm in isolation, if I'm in lockdown, some people still are, by the way, and we're well past that part where, you know, the height of the COVID, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. However, there's still people across the planet that are on full-blown lockdown. And so what do they do? What do they do behind closed doors going, okay, what does this mean for me right now? Some people are so in their head. They're so without that life-giving oxygen, so to speak, taking their mask and putting it on everyone else, so busy, worried about everyone else, worried about how they're going to serve everyone else, that they're forgetting the main thing. And that is, okay, I've been forced to slow down for a reason. I've been forced to be behind these closed doors for a reason. I've been forced to look in the mirror and see what's going on internally. And believe me, my friends, this is the most important thing you will ever do on this planet as it pertains to inner work, inner growth, inner development, is looking in that mirror, that proverbial mirror, that spiritual mirror, and saying, what does this mean for me? Not why did this happen to me? Not, oh Lord, take it away, you rotten devil, I rebuke, you know. No, what does this mean for me right now? That is the one of the best questions, however you want to say it, however you want to ask it, that is one of the best questions you could ever ask in a time like this. Okay. So I'm forced to sit here with myself. Some people are so in their head thinking about everything else under the sun and worried about it and fearing and trying to figure it out that they don't know how to be silent. And when they try to sit still and listen and do nothing else, it is torture to them. But it's the very thing that we need. It's the very, quote, medicine, spiritual medicine we need for where we're going and for everyday life living in the present moment. See, if we learn how to cultivate life under that mask, saying this may be forced upon me, but I still have my own breath. I may be breathing through some cloth here that isn't really that good for me. Believe me, health-wise, Amy and I are going to talk about this on the next one. I may be breathing under that mask, but what am I reflecting on? What am I reflecting on during this time of seemingly nothing happening? Okay? So you may not be under lockdown at this present moment across the world, but you may be sitting there going, okay, nothing is working that I put my hand to, not like it used to, and nothing is moving. And I feel like, where are you, God? Have you abandoned me? What's happening? Because nothing seems to be happening. Is that you? You're in good hands. Because a lot of people feel that way right now. Trust me, there's a lot of people that feel that way. So it's an interesting time because when there's seemingly silence, which there never is, your spirit is always communicating. It's just we've been conditioned through our egoic mind and our head, which is equal to the same, the knowledge thereof trying to figure things out to the point to where we can't hear that still small voice. We can't hear what is actually being spoken to us, which is you are always loved. You are always approved. You're always, always cared for, regardless of outward circumstances. Do you ever notice that when you're in the present moment, living life in oxygen, breathing under that mask, proverbial mask, not talking about a literal one, but some people, yes. Otherwise, no. You're talking about a mask put upon you that feels like a mask. You feel like you're suffocating. Do you ever notice that in the present now, everything is fine? You're always being taken care of? But John, you know, my bills, my kids are going crazy. You know, I can't find the job, or I'm losing my job, or, you know, things just aren't going. Where's my calling? Where's my dream? What, you know, what, why God, why, you know, all those things. We're not talking about the outward, my friends. We're not talking about the outward conditions or outward circumstances so much as we are saying internally, in the present moment, spirit breath, spirit breathing, spirit presence, oneness with love, everything is A-okay. Everything is completely fine. It's when we live in the regret of the past or the fear of the future, that's when we get into panic mode saying, oh no, what is going on? This is not working. God has abandoned me. The mind is a tricky thing. It's really a playground of the egoic nature that tries to lay blame and fault on the spirit and tries to get the spirit to side with it to say, aren't you panicking? Don't you need to panic? Don't you want to panic? Don't you need to fear the future? And don't you need to regret the past? Come on, side with me, buddy. Come on, join together. We are so close in relationship here. You need to side with me. No, actually, the mind, the head is supposed to serve the heart and the spirit. It's there for a reason. Our brain is a beautiful, wonderful, magnificent thing. But it was designed to serve heart-centeredness, designed to serve the spirit. But most of us live out of the head, and that's the problem. We live in regret of the past or fear of the future. And we toggle between the two extremes all day long if we're not careful. So what is God saying? Life under the mask. He's saying, okay, I'm going to put the mask on first and take care of me. Mind, spirit, soul, body. Mind, spirit, soul, body. Everything that pertains to that, I need to make sure that I'm getting healthy. Whatever that means to you. And we can give tips. We have throughout our messages, and we'll continue to. And wait for part two, because it'll be great. Because Amy will give the practicality of this with health-wise. And we'll talk more about the mental and emotional realm, the spirit realm as well. But The main message of this message, the main theme of this message is there is life under that mask, but you are the only one that is breathing under that mask. You're not breathing somebody else's mask, hopefully not. You're living underneath that spiritual mask. You're living underneath that physical mask. You're living underneath that place where it's calling to you saying, I love you so much, I want you to love yourself in a holistic and healthy way. And that's where we're at, my friend, right now, is focusing on you, not in a egotistical way, not in an unbalanced way, not in a way that says, oh yeah, I love myself to the point to where no one else matters. That's not what we're talking about. I think you understand what we're saying here is I can only love my neighbor as I love myself. And so as I receive that unconditional love and apply it, let it absorb to my life and then work through that, not in sweat and toil, but allow the vortex of the current now to to take me downstream to where all the nutrients are by letting go of the force, letting go of my own way, letting go of the ego, then I start to see the light. I start to become awakened to the point to where I can go, oh, okay, yeah, I really need to start taking care of self. And believe me when I say this, when you do, you'll become way more effective in service and you won't become burned out like you have been used to or seeing others that way if you're not. So anyway, I'm going to drop it right there. Hopefully that helps some, and we'll be talking a lot more about this as we go forward. But thank you for listening and stay tuned for part two. Love you.